Welcome to Believing Together Daily Podcast, a ministry of the Kerwin Baptist Church in Kernersville, North Carolina. Our prayer is that through these daily devotions, we can believe together, even when we can't be together. Please join us for a brief devotion Monday through Friday as we strive to continue daily with one accord, as the first church did in Acts chapter 2. Now, here is our pastor, Daniel Hawtrey, with our devotion today.
Well, good morning. Thank you for joining me again for Believing Together. We are in Psalm 84, and we have been talking about what to do when you're traveling through the valleys that God leads us through. Now, there are valleys that end up in our life because of our sin, because of our decisions, because of our stubbornness. But we're talking about, in this chapter, here they're traveling through valleys only because they were following God. And sometimes when we follow God, that's exactly where we end up. And we talk about the first lesson that we need to learn in verse 5 of this passage was the fact that God chose this route, that our ways are in His heart. And we need to remember that. Second thing that we want to deal with today in verse 4, it says, "Blessed are they that dwell in thy house. They will be still praising thee, Selah." So we've got to break this verse down just a little bit. The first thing he says is, "Blessed are they that dwell in thy house." It means that those that are following God will be blessed. Doesn't mean they won't go through valleys, because they're going through one right now, but that they will be blessed. And then in the second part, it says they will still be praising thee. So number two, you know, we talked last time about the fact that we've got to, when we go through these valleys, we need to remember God chose this route. The second thing I want to talk about today is this: it is for God's glory and for your good. It is for God's glory and for your good. What does he say? Blessed are they that dwell in thy house. It's for your good. But then it's for God's glory. It says they will still be praising thee. You see, when we go through valleys, when it's done, we realize the things that accomplished in our life, it's for our good. But after those valleys and God leads us through that, he gets the glory for it. It's for God's glory and for our good. You know, I think of Psalm 23. You know, we always talk about those things. And Psalm 23, as the Lord being our shepherd, I shall not want. You know, he maketh me lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. You know, you think about all those things. Yea, though I walk through the valley, you know, it God leads us. And as God leads us, sometimes that's exactly where we end up. But even though I'm going through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Why? For thou art with me. And the whole thing about going through the valley is that God's with us. And that means that for some reason, whatever God's allowed, it's going to be for our good. And it's going to be for his glory. You know, it's in the valley where the presence of the shepherd is so real. You know, that's why David said, "I'm walking through the valley of the shadow of death, but I'm not going to fear evil, for thou," he's talking to God, "for thou art with me." You know, in the first two verses of Psalm 23, David is talking about the shepherd to someone else, the Lord, the shepherd. You know, he's talking in third person, but when he gets to the valley, in verse 3 of Psalm 23, he's not talking about God, he's talking to God, because God goes through the valleys with us. That's where the presence of the shepherd is so real. It's in the valleys, by the way, that the grass is greener. It's in the valleys where we find still waters. It's in the valleys where we are restored. It's in the valley where we draw closer to the Lord. It's in the valleys where we see the mighty hand of God working. It's in the valleys where we grow in our faith. It's in the valleys where we lean and learn about God's perfect will. May I dare say that the greatest growth and lessons we learn in life are not on the mountaintops, but they're in the valleys. And I don't know about you, the mountaintop experiences of life that are wonderful, obviously, but I don't know about you, but as I stop and really logically think about this, I don't know how much I just really enjoy the mountaintop experiences of life, because I got to tell you, maybe it's a cynical part of an adult here, but I feel like on those mountaintop experiences, I'm nervous because I'm just waiting for something to happen to go right back down into the valley. But when I'm in the valley, I feel like, you know, I can't go much lower than this now. I almost, as difficult as it is, I'm not on edge thinking of how this is going to be ruined, this wonderful thing's going to be ruined. I'm already in the valley. And that's, it seems, where I learn the lessons. And I rely upon the Lord, and that's where you begin to grow, because you know that if you're here right now, God's got a purpose for it. And I want to encourage you that as you're going through valleys in your life, you need to remember that this is for God's glory, but you also need to remember, as bad as it seems right now, this is for your good. God wouldn't just put you through a valley just to put you through a valley. God does it for your good. It might not be good, but it's for your good, and it's for God's glory. May I say that whatever God does, God only does things that will bring glory to himself. If there's something in your life that's not bringing glory to God, God didn't put it there. That's what God allows, only brings him the glory. So I want to encourage you today, as you're going through valleys, remember it's for your good and it's for God's glory. Thank you for listening today. We'll talk with you next time here on Believing Together.
We are thankful that you joined us for this podcast today. We encourage you to subscribe to the Believing Together Daily Podcast. And please feel free to contact us through our church website, kerwinbaptistchurch.com, if we could be of further assistance. May God richly bless you today.